This is an additional recording in order to complete our limud of Mishneh Berurah in time for the Siyum Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy. So we'll be learning Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph Seif Ches, and we'll be going all the way till Siman Tov Reish Nun Hey inclusive. Siv Ches Inane B'Shar Shemevorich. One should make a bracha when he is fulfilling. After making the bracha, he should shake the Dalet Minim. V'chen Inane. He should also make the Nanum. He should also shake B'Hoyd Hashem when he says Hoyd Hashem Pam Achas once. U'Minanim B'Chol Hoydu Sheyoyimbru. And whenever we say Hoydu, we shake the Dalet Minim. U'V'Hoyd Hashem Shebesoif Shekoyfin Oisoy. And when we say Hoyd Hashem twice at the end, then we Shliach Tzibur V'Tzibur Menanin Shtei Pe'omim. Then we will also shake twice. V'chein Be'ono Hashem, similarly in Ono Hashem, Oshiono Menanea, we shake the Dalet Minim Shtei Pe'omim Lifi Shekoyfim Oisoy. Whenever we say it twice, we shake it twice. Ish Oimim says the Moshe Shliach Tzibur Menanei Gam Kein Kshayim Yoimana Yisoy. There's also a minik. Or when we say Yoim No Yisrael, the Chazan shakes as well. Avoloi b'Yoim Runo, but not when we say Yoim Runo. V'chein Nogun, that is the Minik. These various minhogim, and with regards to the way we menanea, the way we shake the Dalet Minim, and this is discussed in Seif Tes. Hanaanua, the way to shake is Shemoylich Yodim Mekenegdoi. He brings the Dalet Minim forward and away from him. Shemoylich yodoi, when he's holding that meaning, he puts it away, he brings it away from him, mekinogdo, away from him. V'hola, v'inanea shom shalish pe'omim. So he's taken that meaning, which he's holding, and he stretches it away from him, and there he shakes it three times. There he shakes it a little bit forwards and backwards when his hands are stretched. And he shuckles Dalet Minim a little bit. Mishneh Berurah said in Sifkoten Mem Gimel, the way you shake it is a slight gentle shaking. And shake with strength until the luluf nearly breaks. That's a mistake. So you have to do it gently. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Afterwards, you go into the different direction. You'll do the same there. Similarly, into all directions. But starting from the four directions, and afterwards you go up and down. Now, this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Now comes the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramo holds that the actual bring, you have to bring it back and forth as well. That's also part of the Nanua. The fact you bring it away from you and towards you, that's also part of the Nanua. You have to bring it and take it, bringing and take it three times into each direction. Besides the fact that you also do a gentle Nanua whilst you're doing it. The Mishneh Berurah explains that Sifkot Mem Dalet Holocha Voivo Hago Cholik Al Mechaba. The Ramo is Cholik on the Mechaba. V'dayt Tzorich Loholich Lo V'Sholosh Pa'omim. You have to bring it back and forth three times. K'mo Shekov Zeh Lekamei. I'm skipping a line, and he says also Ritzeloy Ma Shaloyase Nanuim Beis Shigmur Loch Vavo Eloyase Beis Loch Vavo Gufu Vekiskus Kmoshe Kosem Mikodim. So you still need to do a little bit of a couscous as well. So that's what the Ramo paskens. Umatin Rosh Aluluv Vekol Tzad Sheminanei Negdoi. You tilt the top of the luluv into the direction that you're shaking. Umikshinanei Lemato, and when it's the bottom direction, you turn it around facing down, still considered the loson. Why? Since you're still holding it with your hand, the loson. No, we don't turn the lulav around upside down when we are facing down. V'aminikus v'rishoyno, but the minik says the Gemara is like the first opinion that we do turn it upside down. V'chenir elikin, that is the main, that's the main opinion according to Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Taz and Sifkot Memvav. No, no, Hataz Kosef Yosef Toshul. We don't turn it upside down. The Bazei Tzakol, because everybody agrees that you're certainly Yotze that way round. But if you are turning it upside down, we have to be concerned, because still the opinion is all that there's a problem with derech delosam. Consequently, the better way to do it is to not turn it upside down, because like this, you it's all the opinions. Sifyud says, Yakiv derech yemin, benan noi, Mizach Dorim Marif Tzafon. You go. The idea is you go on the, when the, with regards to directions, you go into the right direction. The right direction. You go right. So you go Derech Yemin, the right. So you go first Mizrach, which is east, Dorim, which is south, Marif, which is west, Tzafon. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for that is because in Sifkot Mem Zayin, והתאם, דחכמים מזירו איזה תומית, חכמים always tell us to do the following way, שתומית תיקח איזה דרך שהוא מימין שלך. Always go right. When you're in doubt, always go right hand side. במקום שיש ימין ושמאל לפניך, when you have right and the left hand side in front of you, תבחר לך ימין שלך, always go towards your right. ואין חילק, and there's no difference בין איתה יד לאינו איתה. There's no difference between a left-handed and a right-handed person. Now, just to recap, the Mishnah Berurah says the following. ואתו יסדה בקצורת סדר הנענועים. That is a short recap, how to actually shake that meaning. כפי מה שנהוג במנוסינו, the way it's done in our tfutzes, in our countries, the minik. By the way, the poskim said, the chayodom is quoted, and other poskim, that if you daven in a place where the minik is slightly different, many poskim agree that you should do like the minik amokim, although the achoilkim. But that is generally what many poskim agree. You do the following. Yachzir ponov lemizrach. You face the mizrach. So you look straight, basically. Veshidroi shalolev. The shedra, we spoke about that. The shedra, the backbone of the lulav, letzat ponov, should be facing the mispalad, the person. V'yas ishloi shohoi lochois, and you take three times back and forth le mizrach. You go to, you stretch your arm three times towards mizrach, towards in front of you. V'shloi shohoi voice back and forth three times. V'hainu shemoylich yoda imal lulav. You take the lulav with your lulav in your hand. You stretch it, and connect the opposite you. V'holo sholoi shpom, do three times. V'nochon, it is also proper. Shekame kaskes ba'alin. You shuckle the leaves a little bit. B'shas hoi loch vayvo. When you, whilst you are bringing back and forth, you shuckle it a little bit. V'shas havo yakrivo yaharbe. When you bring it back towards you, el gufo neged achose. Bring it right towards your body. Bring right back towards you and then stretch it again. After that, turn the lulav ledorim to your right hand side. The east, which is your right hand side. Ledorim viyase gamken shalosh pomim holocha v'avod. Do the same thing three times there as well. Hakol k'mo b'mizrach, like mizrach. Avol, however, en tzoich la'apoich, you don't have to turn upon of your face, l'tzad sh'minanei, you don't have to turn your face into the direction that you are shaking, rak yate roish ha'lulav, only turn the head of the top of the lulav, l'tzad, to the direction sh'minanei that you shake, v'chen l'tzad ma'irev, also with the other directions as well. So that's the many poets can agree that you don't have to Don't turn your body, just your hands, direction that you are facing. And the Mishnah Berurah continues in the same way. See if you'd Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Tzorich lechaber esrik lulav. You need to hold them together. The lulav and the esrik b'shas shenanua. When you shake the lulav and anea b'shneim yachad, you have to be holding it together. V'chol aninuim enim akvin uve'ezidech shenanea yotze b'di'eved. Mishnah Berurah explained, Tzorich lechaber esrik, you need to hold them together, the after in the name of Agud, although the esrik is not joined in Agud, it's not together with the other three, it's not bound together. Al-Kaponim, nevertheless, Tzorich leus mechuba imo, they need to be held together, they need to be touching, holding together. However, but the Eved, it's not ma'akev, if you didn't, whichever way of Na'anuim you did, whichever, you know, going back to Nanuim, whichever Nanuim you did, whichever you shook the lulav, it's not Ma'akev, but there you still fulfilled the mitzvah. because ultimately Mishnah Berurah explains in Mem Tes that the Akbei Nafek Bei, once you've held and lifted up the Dalet Minim, you've certainly fulfilled the mitzvah. So B'di'avet, whichever way you've done the Anuim, you're still B'di'avet fulfilling the mitzvah. Say if you'd base Arba Minim Halol Me'akvin Zezeh, you need all the Dalet Minim, the Me'akev. You can't fulfill the mitzvah with one of them missing. Shem Chissa Loi Echot Mehem, if one of them is missing, Loi Voi Chalan Asher, you can't do a Pocha on only three Minim. For Neutlan Ezech, you should still take them as a remembrance of the mitzvah. Bein B'yom Rishon, Bein B'shayom, the first day or all the other days. If you have only three minim, you should still hold the three minim that you've got. V'imo yu abo'oson metzuyin etzlo v'notlon echot echot yotzo. If you've got all four, if you take one after the other, not simultaneously, but one after the other, you're still fulfilling the mitzvah. Ubilvat, providing sheyu kulam lefonu, should all be before him. Yeah, so you don't actually, if you don't hold them at the same time, if one after the other, you can also fulfill the mitzvah. But of course, that's not lechatchila. Vayito lalulav tchila, if the right way of fulfilling the mitzvah is that you first take the lulav in your hand, vayivorech alalulav v'dayto gam alacherim. Ve'im soch b'nem, v'tzorich levorech al kol echot b'fnei atzmoi. Yeah. If you do take them, not simultaneously, if you take the Lulav and afterwards the Esrog and afterwards the Adasim and afterwards the Rovers, then if you've taken in between, you are still, and you spoke in between them, you'd have to make another Brocha again, because you'll still have to make a Brocha because you've been Tzachi, been Mafsik, and therefore, you have to make another bracha. See if you'd give on. Im chosal echad ma'aminim. If one of that minim is missing, lo yikach min acheb im koyma, don't take something else instead of it. See, if you haven't got an esrog, don't take a lemon instead. If you haven't got a lulav, don't take another branch of another tree instead. You can't. If you haven't got the right min, the right type, don't take something else instead. Lo yosef min acher al arbos haminim. Don't take another min to add. Mishum bal tosif, you'll be over on the aver on the issa of bal tosif. Don't take more than one esrog and one lulav. But with regards to arov and adasim, you can add as many as you wish. So esrog and lulav, you must only have one. You mustn't add because of bal tosif. But arov and adasim, you may add if you wish. V'yesh mishepoyz laniach adas shoyte b'lulav noisav ala shloisha badin ovois v'yesh matirim. With regards to hadasim, if you've got adas shoyte, which is not a kosher hadas, you may not add them and some are matir. Many medaktikim people, medaktikim mitzvahs, don't add to the three hadasim and two arovois. Simon Tofresh on base, Zman Atilas Lulav, for the right time to fulfill the mitzvah. Mitzvahs Lulav, Beyoim Veloy Belaylo, the way that the right time to fulfill the mitzvah is by night, by day and not by night. Zman mitzvah is by day, Mishnah Berurah says in the Pasuk, with the Ksiv Lakachtim Lachem Beyoim Harishin, Beyoim Veloy Belaylo, you can only fulfill the mitzvah by day and not by night. The Kalayim Koshan Atilas Lulav, and really the whole day is Koshan Atilas Lulav, Shem Lunatl Beshachis, Shem Lunatl Shachis, if you didn't take a Dalet Minim in the morning, Yitlenu Achakach, you can still fulfill the mitzvah afterwards. Umikol Mokim, nevertheless, Zrizin Makdimin le mitzvahs. There's still, of course, the concept of Zrizin Makdimin. As early as you can fulfill a mitzvah, the earlier, the better. Zrizin Makdimin le mitzvahs, for Neutlin, Oysa Baboike, and the right time to take is early in the morning. Zrizin Makdimin Oysa Baboike, you take in the morning. Vizmanoi, and the right time is Mishitanetzachamo, from Netzachamo. That's the earliest time you fulfill the mitzvah. Ikim mitzvos b'shas halal. However, the ikid's man is b'shas halal. And Mishnah Berurah says in Zivkot and Dalet b'shas halal k'del l'nanea behoydu v'yishiono. As far as the timing is concerned, it's during halal is the best time because you can be menanea when you say hoydu and v'yishiono. The Mishnah Berurah adds here something which was mentioned earlier. He says, "V'ktas min ha'mahadrin," and some people are mahadrin. The noyigin levoich al aluluv ba'aneitz achama b'toich ha'sukkah b'nanea. Again, going back to the concept of shaking down minim in the sukkah, he says that many people have the the hakpode and the mahada to take the dalet minim in the sukkah benetzachama and shake it there with the boch of achkach, and later on b'shas halal menalin oid, and later when they say halal they're going to be menane, they're going to shake the dalet minim again. If a person is to wake up really early, you can fulfill the mitzvah from Amud HaShachar. The Gemara says somebody is medaktik b'mitzvahs. When you go to shul from your house, gam b'shas atfilin, when you go back home, you hold the dalet minim in order to show that you appreciate and you love the mitzvahs. This, of course, is an indication of the Antzi Yerushalayim. That's what Mishnah Berurah Sefkot and Vav says. Gam b'shas atfilah. Afal pi she'also lachzik shum davar b'shas atfilah. With regards to davening only, you're not allowed to hold anything when you're davening. Here it's different. Hochikim de lekicha lekichos mitzvah. Since the actual holding of the mitzvah is a mitzvah, loy matrit pei is not considered this disruption. V'hine, after b'gemor isa shekeno ois Antzi Yerushalayim. Although Antzi Yerushalayim, the Gemara said Antzi Yerushalayim was much more than that. Ha'yadam yotzim beis of the love b'yodah. People would constantly hold the dalet minim. Koyer ki hashmav nispalad b'lulav b'yodah. Mikol makom. Nevertheless, now this achronim, the kosher achronim, achronim write the kayoy mechzik yihure. Now this, if you hold it much too long, that's considered a bit of a show off. If you hold that minim too much, unless mishem forsim nedaktiv b'maisav. Unless somebody is really considered a tzaddik and is very careful with his actions, then it's okay. But otherwise, don't hold it for too long because it looks like a bit of a statement. Miu, however, zenogin gayom, that people are makbid nowadays as well. Shemolichin alulav baboyke beatzma lebeis haknesses, that to take the lulav, holding the lulav dalet minim on the way to shul, that's appropriate. Vechin machzi lebeis beatzma, and you still hold dalet minim appropriately, holding it properly on the way home. That's fine as well. But anything more than that, it would be considered shtikl machzik yihure. Say beis, also lechol kodim shit. No, you may not eat before you're shaking dalet minim. V'chim shochach v'ochal. If you forgot and you ate v'nizkal shulchonoi, and as you were eating your grand breakfast, you suddenly remembered, oy vey, I didn't shake dalet minim. V'yoyim arishin, on the first day, shumina teure, which the fulfillment is min doraisa. Yafsik afilu, you should stop. Stop from eating affiliations, although there is plenty of time to shake dalet minim. Nevertheless, Yeshus b'yom litlo achach shiyachal, plenty of time still left. Nevertheless, you should stop immediately. Drop the fork, drop the knife, and fulfill the mitzvah. Yom rishon ve'elech, and after the first day, Yeshus b'yom, if there is still plenty of time to fill the mitzvah afterwards, then lo yafsik, you don't have to interrupt your delicious meal. Ve'im lav yafsik. And if there's not enough time to afterwards fulfill the mitzvah, because you're running late already, then you should interrupt. If he started eating more than a half an hour earlier than the zman started, half an hour before the zman started, even on the first day, you don't have to interrupt if there's still plenty of time to fulfill the mitzvah. So on the first day, if you started before half an hour before Zman Mitzvah, you don't have to drop, you can carry on eating. Just a little point that is a Bikur Yankiv that is widely quoted that seems to be saying that you can, if you do fulfill the mitzvah early in the Sukkah, Bikur Yankiv seems to pasken that you need to say Birkas HaTorah before fulfilling the mitzvah, and then Bialocha discussed it in Chelik Aleph. It's something to think about. Why is it that you need to say Birkas HaTorah before fulfilling mitzvah dalet minim? Simon Tovresh Nun Gimel Hadas Osu Lerach, but you may not smell the Hadasim. Hadas Shel Mitzvah, the Hadas that you're fulfilling the mitzvah with, also, l'ariach bo, you may not smell. Aval esrik shel mitzvah, but the esrik, mutal l'ariach bo, you may smell it, min adin, really, you're allowed to smell the esrik. Only lefisha nechleku. There's a machlokes in mevochen olavim lav. There's a machlokes as to whether you make a broch on it or not. Yesh limnoyim le'erech boy. We generally tend to not smell it. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot and Gimel, what we're talking about over here is be'ez netiloso le'mitzvah. We're talking about smelling it be'ez netiloso le'mitzvah when you're shaking it for the mitzvah. Aval koydim achakach le'erech boy. But if you want to smell it before, after the mitzvah, le'kula alma yochol levoch, you can certainly make a broch on it. So we're just specifically talking about when you are fulfilled the mitzvah. But many cholek and hold that you have to refrain from doing a bracha all the 7 days of the mitzvah. Siv beis avad lo shan avad lo shan v'lo yakpa lemefek bei shari be'ano. Meaning that although generally we refrain from having benefit from dalet minim, which were used for the mitzvah, we don't normally have benefit from them besides, of course, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. If somebody chose Ovad Leoshana, he designated Dalet Minim to fulfill the mitzvah, but he didn't actually fulfill the mitzvah with it, Shari Ba'ano, you can actually still have anon it. Because, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sifkot and Dalet, Shari Ba'ano, the Hazmon Alav Milza, just the fact that you've designated it, that doesn't make it also Ba'ano. The fact you've designated it, you've didn't actually fulfill the mitzvah with it, and therefore, consequently, you can actually have an offer from it. Simon Tov Resh Nun Dalet, Shiochel Achzir Alulav B'man B'yom Tov, you can return the Lulav into water on Yom Tov. Mekabeles Isha Alulav Miad B'no, a woman accepts a Lulav from the hands of her son, or Miad Bailo, or from her husband, Machzirosu Lemayim, and she puts it back in the water. Mishnah Berurah says the point of a woman being mekabeles ishut afkav de eino chayavis belulav. She's not really obligated to mitzvah. Mikol makom denes rishol letaltula, she can. It's not considered muktzah for her. She can carry it around. The gamir rishol levorichalov, and she can also make a bracha on it. She can also fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore she can take it. It's not considered, of course, muktzah for her. V'toisiv all of ma'im im tzorich, and water can be added if needed for the lulav. But water should not be changed. And the reason for that, Mishnah Berurah explains, if cotton gimel, don't change the water, the teurech hu letikune mone. It's considered a teurech, a tircha, and it's the change of the water is considered a tircha, and therefore don't do that on Yom Tov. V'chalamoyet mitzvah l'achlifam k'dei she'isha l'ach ve'edo on the chalamoyet, however, it's considered a great mitzvah to change the water, that it should remain fresh and moda. V'noagin likach kol hayom chalamoed arov chadosha. The Rambam brings a minhag that some people have still the minhag nowadays to swap, to change arovas every day on chalamoed, fresh arovas, v'likasha b'lov, and to tie to dulov, v'hu the mitzvah, and that's a great hiddo. Changing arovas every single day. Others, people who don't have that minhag and don't use fresh arovas, their approach is based on the fact that because the Ramah says you should. So why, the question is, why aren't we all makbid? So the reason for that may be because these arovas were used for mitzvah, so we try to use them for another mitzvah yet again. Of course, if it's possible, we're going to change them. If it's suffic possible, we're going to take fresh ones. But as long as they're not possible and they're still kosher, then we try to use it again for a mitzvah again. That's why some people are not makbid on the Ramah, according to some poskim. Simon Tov Resh Nun Hey Voisiv Hey Ovid Kechovim, a goy shehevid lulav leisrael, who bought a lulav to a yid mechutz the tchum, from outside of the tchum, mutalitloy, you're allowed to take it afilu mishehu v'bishvula, even if it was bought for a yid, that yid is allowed to use it for the mitzvah. So a goy brought a lulav for a yid on Yom Tov, the yid can shake it, can use it on Yom Tov. V'ayin le'el simen tovkuf peivov, simen shin zayin, imut lo yom alayv kechovim, the Ramah says, as to whether you're allowed to tell an goy, le'lech achov, to get a dalet minim, or le'chal al Yom Tov, b'shvilo, to be mechal al Yom Tov, to get a lulav, that's discussed in simen shin zayin. The chiddush over here is that it's based on the concept of shvus to shvus b'moke mitzvah, that a double drabonon will be permitted over here. The goy doing it is a tchumim, which is a double drabonon, is permitted letzorech mitzvah. And this is why we are matter this. This is a source, a general mekoyer for us, as to whether one is allowed to ask a goy to do a drabonon for us, to enable us to fulfill the mitzvah dalet minim. There's other implications for that and other examples for that. But here we're seeing the Ramah is matir, and Shulchan Aruch is matir, the goy to be oivon tchumim, which is a drabonon, double drabonon, tchumim is drabonon, and the goy is drabonon for Atav for mitzvahs lulav. So shvus to shvus b'mokum mitzvah is permitted for dalet minim. And there's other examples for that, and this is the source that one is allowed to do a shvus to shvus b'mokum mitzvah, so mitzvah dalet minim would be allowing a shvus to shvus of amir l'nochi. With this, we are, Baruch Hashem, completing Simen Tov Resh Nun Hei, and also this is our final Simen for having completed Chelek Vav, and this enables us to join the Siyum Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy, and just as much as just like we completed Chelek Vav, Be'ezer Hashem should be zoche to complete all the Chalokim of Mishneh Berurah, Besiyata Dishmaya, Rachamim Hamarubim.